And I shall never forget coming up. As you approach Portsmouth, you come up a hill and you look down into it. And the whole place looked like a ball of fire. They'd been very heavily dropping incendiary bombs. And we were stopped at the top there, and a policeman came up to me, and we all hated wearing our tin helmets, and said, "You're under fire now, miss. Put that helmet on." "Yes, officer," and on it went. And again we went down into the town. I remember going past the Guildhall with flames and all broken up, and we were again put in a school while we were hanging around. And they were all rushing out within apparatus, putting out incendiary bombs and that sort of thing, and coming flying in, but they didn't call us in. And the next morning we were sent up onto the Portsdown Hill on the outside of it, of course. And I was asked to go down into the town and try and find bread to feed all these people, get as many loaves as I could. They were making cups of tea. And I very clearly remember going down to the docks. We'd tried various places and they were all bombed out. We went on and we got down to the docks. And I shall never forget the courage of the women who'd lived through that night. They did their hair in a funny sort of way with a scarf like Mrs. Churchill used to do it, pointed up and all their curlers underneath. They were cleaning their windows, whitening their doorsteps, shaking their fists at the sky and old Hitler that had dirtied their house up, and they weren't going to put up with that sort of thing. And they were all out in the street, cleaning everything up, brushing the glass away, and making things as tidy as they could. Mm-hmm.